From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama opens a nuclear security summit in Washington. Mr. Obama told the gathered leaders that the world is imperiled by North Korea's nuclear weapons development and the possibility that the Islamic State militant group could set off radioactive bombs. Delegations from 50 countries are attending the summit. Before the opening, Mr. Obama met with South Korean President Park Geun-hye and Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe at the White House to discuss North Korea's nuclear and missile tests. The situation with North Korea was also among the focal points when Mr. Obama sat down later with Chinese President Xi Jinping. Belgium's federal prosecutor says the main suspect in last November's terrorist attacks in Paris can be extradited to France. Authorities from the two countries will decide jointly how to proceed with the extradition of Salah Abdeslam. A car bomb attack Thursday in Turkey left 6 police officers dead and at least 23 other people wounded. The blast took place in the Kurdish-majority city of Diyarbakir on Thursday. According to Turkish media, the bomb exploded while a police vehicle passed by the city's main bus terminal. There has been no immediate claim of responsibility for the attack. The International Criminal Tribunal for the former Yugoslavia acquitted Serbian ultranationalist leader Vojislav Šešelj on Thursday of all 9 counts of war crimes and crimes against humanity brought against him in connection with the Balkan Wars of the 1990s. The court then set Šešelj free. Šešelj plans to run for parliament in the upcoming election as leader of the far-right Serbian Radical Party. For more on that story, check our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.